over the past 2 years, you know, countries in Africa have been trying to, you know, work towards having personal data protection as the internet has become, you know, the thing. Corona has made sure that we know that it's important for most countries and communities to be digitally, you know, developed, as well as this is how internet is growing. It's being used for business. It's being used for sharing news, information, and data and information are becoming a sort of currency. And it's very crucial that each country drafts a data protection bill, including South Sudan. Now, South Sudan has reached some level of progress, and today I'm being joined by two wonderful gentlemen who are part of the process of drafting a data protection bill in South Sudan. This is Kennedy Bullen. Kennedy, good morning. Welcome to Miraya.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Lulu.
And then we have Rich Malwal. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me this morning. Now, you both of you have been very key in spearheading this process of drafting a data protection bill for South Sudan. Let me start with you, Rich Malwal. Why is it important to have such a bill in South Sudan?
Well, there is a lot of importance attached to the data protection bill. First of all, we've seen more often our data is not protected. It's being published somehow without even a consent. There is a data that is supposed to be protected. For example, my health data is supposed to be protected. Any other data, for example, a few days, maybe a month now, we've seen a phonographic of a lady that has been shared. And these are private things anybody else can do. But she is not protected by the law. Mm-hmm. So we become vulnerable. And to some extent, I want to share a story where one of my clients one time, he died, but then somebody else knew of his name and his properties. Mm-hmm. So that person went to the nationality and passport institution, and he got issued with the same nationality of the deceased.
Interesting.
Yeah, and he sold the land of the deceased. So what he did is that going to the police, saying that he has lost the papers of his land somewhere. So he was issued with the lost certificate for him to process new papers. So we came to discover later on, after he transact already, mm-hmm. he got money from it, and somebody else was trying to take over the property. Why am I bringing this? Sometimes even government institutions need to be aware of what information they shouldn't allow to be jeopardized with, because some of the information means life to us.
Yeah. And it shouldn't just be out there for anybody to access.
Yeah.
Okay, and so now we've seen that this is a very important bill, and you have a draft in place. Kennedy, what is the significance? Today, I know that there's going to be a public hearing of the draft bill. What's the significance of this event?
Great, thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. Just have some few kind of conversation about the data protections. It's really paramount for us as a South Sudanese, and as well as our institutions. Our data, as my colleagues have just spoken about. So today we are having what we call it the public hearing. Mm-hmm. The public hearing is all about gathering information of concern from individual, from different institutions, from different stakeholders. Mm-hmm. Because the development process of data protection is a collective responsibility. That actually mount into what we call it a draft until when it passed to the parliament. So we are going to have at least two sessions for this exercise, whereby we involve the stakeholders, like a government, technical committees, private sectors, and others, like a civil societies, to gather their information, to gather their concern, especially for the documents.
And what you've spoken about these stakeholders, what is their key role in this hearing, and what is your expectation of them?
The expectation is definitely very important in a way that the information we collect from them make the comprehensive policy.
Mm-hmm.
So when we only decide and draft it by ourselves and pass it as a law, it may affect, maybe affect the generation to come. But of course, when they come in and have their voice heard and have their consent being registered and updating the document that we have, then definitely the document will become comprehensive as it takes its process.
So Rich Malwal, at what stage would you say the process of drafting this bill is at?
Well, currently we've done a tremendous job. We've collected data. We've also drafted the initial data protection bill. But then these processes, like this is the second process that we're doing, the public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But already we have engaged with the stakeholders, like the police, for example, because they keep data, personal data for people.
Yes.
We've engaged with Zain, with, you know, MTN, other like Liquid Telecoms and all of the other companies, for a reason that these are the host of any information.
Mm-hmm.
They are responsible for data. For example, if you register your SIM card,
they have my name.
They have your name. Not only your name, they can monitor you. They know what you're saying.
Exactly, yeah.
So your private life is exposed to them. So to ensure that all of them are brought together, we have done that. Now it comes at a time we want to hear from the public, because public, these are people, we want to protect their data.
Mm-hmm.
And when you want to do something about someone, you don't do it without involving them.
That's true.
So this stage, when it finishes, the next thing is to engage with the Ministry of Justice for them to be able to table it before the Council of Ministers, and then subsequently will be tabled before the National Assembly.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, is this part of the permanent constitution-making process, Kennedy?
Yes, of course. This process leads to the permanent making constitution process. I believe with all this jointly and collaboration from different stakeholders make it comprehensive.
All right. And on a general note, since this is part of it, how would you vet the general process of the permanent constitution making process, Rich? How would you vet it? How is it going?
Well, I think it has started well. We never had this opportunity before when the 2011 constitution was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
It was just single-handedly done by the parliamentarians. There was no public hearing. We didn't even know what was going on. It was like people are in hurry to have the constitution because we are getting to independence. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't get there without
a constitution.
Mm-hmm. So probably it was signed on the day of independence by the president. But what happened before that? The people of South Sudan didn't know.
They were not involved.
And then we can now see the legal challenges that are coming with it. You know, when you have a document that guides everybody, the welfare of the people of the Republic of South Sudan, it should pass through individual vetting. It should pass through a referendum. It should pass through all the public audience.
Okay.
That it needs.
Do you see that happening?
I am seeing that because, there has been a conference and we have seen that, you know, people participate, the civil society is participating and other stakeholders. This is what it takes.
Okay. And we reach to a conclusion, we're clocking 10 years of independence. This one is going to you, Bulen. What is your assessment of the cyber environment in South Sudan as far as cybersecurity, not just data protection, but also, you know, criminal, how will they be engaged and all that? What is the status right now?
In fact, when we talk about the cyber, it's everyone concerned. And I'm happy that, you know, I witnessed the development also for the cyber security bill, which already been provisionally passed to look into, which was initiated by the NCA.
Mm-hmm.
As well, this one also was initiated by the NCA, the regulatory body. And now everybody is looking at as it's a joint process. It's not like a one-man show, as my colleagues have just stated, that this bill by then was like, of course, we were rushing, but now we are taking a process considering into the importance of this data that we need to protect, or as we need to talk about as the cybersecurity attack, the cybersecurity crimes, and all those things in place. So as per now, I'm aware about the Cybersecurity Act, which is already in the Ministry of Justice and has been passed also to the presidency for its endorsement, and see how provisionally that it can be started in future, and see how best it is, because it's very paramount at the moment, considering the situation where South Sudan is.
Okay.
So that's what the information I know about the Cybersecurity Act at the moment.
Okay. And Rich Malwal, just back to the draft bill for data protection. What are some of the articles that are there that will protect the citizens' information? And will there be consequences for those who, you know, break the law?
Well, there are consequences for those who will expose a data without consent, particularly personal data. And there are provisions where you will be permitted, for example, to access a certain data. A data asked by the court. A court can ask for your medical record, and then that is when you can give it out.
Be official.
Yes, because that is official, and it is not only official, but for a court use that is allowed.
Okay.
But then you cannot come to the hospital asking for my personal medical records, and you're not going to use it for anything apart from damaging my personality. There are certain things that you need to keep to yourself. Though to some level, there are people that will not be protected. For example, if you are at a public space, for example, the president, everybody wants to know about the president.
That's true.
And that's what you call a public life. When you already join that that kind of life,
it's harder.
You know that you will not be protected, because that's what you have chosen. You want to be at the
Isn't
light of the public.
Isn't there still some way of, you know, protecting some kind of information? I mean, like banking information and all that, and
Well, there is, but to a very minimal position. It's not as wide as a private citizen.
Okay.
A private citizen is more protected than somebody serving in public discourse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for updating me. I believe the event is starting in a few minutes, I think.
Minutes, yeah.
Yeah, I should let you go so you can go and be part of it. Before you go, I just want to, you know, you can share with the audience, the listener, what your advice is. We're clocking 10 years, so a 10-year message, a 10-year anniversary message, and what your advice is as far as personal protection of your data, starting with Rich.
Okay. Well, my advice to the people of South Sudan is that our destiny is in our hands. Stop trusting other people, whether being European, whether being all our friends all over the world. They are good friends, but we can never grow unless if we want to. We can never have a brighter future for our children unless if we want to. And that starts with you and with me. What you do every day should be something that will benefit your child. You have to fight for something that will let your child be free and let your child achieve his or her dream in the future. With respect to data protection, I want to call upon all of us to participate in this process, because it is our data that will be protected. So if you want the bill, you can always reach out to ICT for data. They can always send it to you, and you can always send us your feedback.
How can they reach to you?
There is an official email for the ICT for data, and I believe also they have a website.
Okay.
You can log on, or a Facebook page.
All right.
Yeah, and then you can request. So this is what I can say, because the destiny is for all of us. If we do it, you know, in a wrong way, it can always come back to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rich. Bulen, your final remarks, a 10-year message, and just advice on regards to data protection.
Really, we have never been late. That's the fact remains that we have started. One step is better than nothing. We are proud to be where we are today as South Sudanese, but what depends and what matters a lot is where we are heading should be clearly defined from today's forward. So I'm so glad that we have reached this hands, and South Sudanese has to take up responsibilities.
Okay.
It's very important to define your integrity is always known by your neighbors before they give you that respect you need to have. In fact, data protection is very paramount among ourselves, and we need to embrace that, not only the data protection bill itself. We have very many bills which will be coming. We need general participations and have our concern heard.
Okay.
So, however, I really thank each and everyone to turn up and collaborate in one way or the other to make it viable and comprehensive.
All right. Could you just share that email that people can reach you on?
Info at ict4d.
Okay.
Net. Okay. Dot org.
Info at ict4d for yeah, the number four.
The real four is the number.
Yes.
Okay.
D,
4d dot.
D net.
Okay.
N-I-N-E-T dot org.
Dot org. All right. That's it. And you can go to the website as well and go on Facebook. Thank you for joining me this morning,
Thank
gentlemen.
You.
And all the best with the process.
Thank you so much.